All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in
to Act number 2, which is how we do this on Mondays because of the workplace staff meeting that takes place. So I have to kind of like bug out mid-show. My apologies. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. Everybody seems to be doing okay. They send their best. Molly says, well, 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 look who decided to show back up. I don't know what you mean. This is the way it's been for more than 1 year. That is how it works. So glad to be here. I ran into kind of like a difficult scenario over the weekend as I always like bring down my volume. I always bring down my volume when I talk about the NFK because I never know if he's like on the other side of that fucking door. And so Saturday when I was sitting in the living room, enjoying my coffee, I could hear him talking to himself again. And so I'm like kind of like getting a look at him, and he's having a full-on conversation. And it's not with the TV. It's with someone or something that's in his brain, complete with hand gestures and like expressions on his face. You know, I might in my brain have conversations quietly, or I might like say, oh, you idiot, or something like that. But this is just fucking flat out creepy. So then I'm looking up what goes along with that. And typically, like schizophrenia keeps coming back on my, like, when I'm looking up people who are talking to themselves, which I guess it's fairly common. So I'm concerned that he's, you know, needs some type of like treatment or see a doctor about that. The problem is bringing it up. But that's never stopped me before, so I'm going to say something. So it turns out that he has a scheduled exam for his liver. And so I was informing him about that. And then I go, hey, by the way, he had a horrible attitude. I should have bailed because I said, hey, we've got a liver checkup coming up in a few weeks. So I'm just letting you know. And, you know, I am, that's my job. I have to be the caregiver. I schedule these things. I get him to these appointments. Otherwise, it would not happen. And, you know, he's like a little kid. So then I went ahead and I said, so I need to know something because if there's anything to this, this is something that needs to be looked at. I said, I notice that you talk to yourself a lot. And he goes, yeah, I'm just talking to the TV. I go, and he like starts to immediately get like defensive. I go, well, first of all, before we get into this, I don't care. Who's talking to anybody? This doesn't bother me, but don't get defensive. I'm your caregiver, so I need to know these things, and I'm trying to make sure that you're healthy. So he kind of settles down a little bit, but he's like maintaining that he's talking to the TV, but he's not. There's no way, because quite literally, if he's in the other room and he fills up his water or something, he goes and sits down. The second he sits down, he hasn't even had a chance to absorb what they're talking about on the TV, and a conversation has broken out, and they're getting louder. And I'm like, holy shit, and it's fucking bizarre. I think we're every day closer to getting stabbed. It's unnerving, and but I can't I can't like force him to go to the doctor and tell the doctor about this shit. And besides, I don't think he's telling the truth. I don't think he will tell the truth. If I say, hey, so what's going on with these conversations that you're having? Well, I'm just talking to the dad. He's just going to say the same thing to the doctor. Bob says maybe he's not talking to himself and he's talking to Jimmy Dean, perhaps. Oh, my God. Jeremy says, I just sent you an audio masterpiece EZ. All right. I don't see it. Okay, there it is. He says, this is my finest work.
Yes, I appreciate satire. Yes, I appreciate all that stuff, but I'm done. I'm done with your entire network. Eric Zane, okay, can at least say, hey, listen, I overstepped the line. I was trying to be funny. Yes, I wasn't. That was it, okay? He's a pompous, liberal-ass cunt, okay? Zane was wrong. He needs to be reprimanded. He needs to be fired. I see they're not going to do that, so fine, okay? But do something. Zane was wrong.
I called the VFW, the American Legion, and a few other veterans last time. And they're ready to really, really, really lower the boom. Everybody wants to say, oh, he's just joking.
Zane was wrong.
You know, he made fun of the guys who died on the quarantine and everything else. Oh, by the way, that went over really well with the VFW, okay?
Zane was wrong. Yes, I appreciate satire. Yes, I appreciate all that stuff, but I'm done.
Oh, he's joking. Oh, he.
I think we're getting to, I'm hoping that this guy continues with his emails. We need a whole series of them. I only know this person as Duke of the Dabbleverse, and he sounds like someone from New York or maybe Philadelphia. I have found that people in that those parts of the country are a lot of them are feeble-minded and childish and weak, frankly. Man Bun Chris says the only downside is intros burn quick. Like the Kevin and Muskegon or the church rock band guy. Yeah, I am not going to use that, Jeremy, as an intro. I appreciate you doing it, but for the reason that Chris said, what needs to happen with that type of audio is now we just shelve it. Because the next time it comes up, it will have retained its luster. The key is to play these at like moments where it's a lot of space in between them. Man Bun Chris says, play it randomly when someone freaks out, LOL. But absolutely, great job. I appreciate that. Cole says that pussy is acting like the tolerant left. Well, I will say this. The people on the left did a great job this weekend. I did not hear about any violence. Maybe you all did. I don't know. But I didn't even know this at the time. But I guess like in communities throughout the entire country, people have had it and they had like a lot of rallies, I guess, protests. And they were called the hands-off protests. If you were even remotely close to your device, you saw that there were protests throughout the country of people that are pissed off about how Trump has been doing business for the past 3 months. And Stevie says, I went on Saturday. It was peaceful here from what I saw. I would like to change the name of that rally from Hands Off to Colossal Waste of Time and Energy. Nothing upsets me more than idiots taking valuable time that they could be doing something constructive and productive with their lives, gathering together with piece of shit signs and screaming and yelling and making chants. While that happened, the rest of us were working or getting things done or being contributing members of society while you dickheads gathered around with like-minded morons and went, oh my God, you're so bad. Fuck him. Fucking A. God. Chris says, if it's peaceful, I'm cool with it. You're cool with it or you don't care? Cole hits a nail on the head and says, all protests are a waste of time. The best protest that the country ever had was when all of those assholes attacked the Capitol and tried to kill Congress. That was a fantastic protest because a message was heard. Anytime Los Angeles burned, that was a great protest. Like when all those cops were found not guilty after they almost killed Rodney King. And then there was like a riot in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles riots. Now that's a appropriate protest. If you're going to protest, actually usher in change. And the only way to do that is to destroy shit. So I am here to tell you that the two best protests were the ones on the Capitol for January 6th, and also when L.A. nearly burned to the ground. Man Bun Chris says they still take a knee to start Premier League games for racism. Started after George Floyd. I saw a post that some redneck put on there. I laughed. I'm not going to lie. It was a picture of George Floyd with a birthday hat on. It was whatever, photoshopped in. And it said drug free for 4 years. And I think it was like on the anniversary of the day he died. And I was like, what the fuck? Holy shit. My God. So that's what I think about your dumbass protests. Just fucking go work on the lawn. Quit clogging up traffic. God. All right. The market today is another shit show. And it was really weird because we finished up the week last week because of the tariffs with this 2,200-point loss on Friday. I talked to Nick in the arena about this, and he says, you realize that the idea is, and I don't know if he knows if this is true, but this is what he says. Nick suggested to me that Trump's goal is to not only raise a ton of money because of tariffs, and then the price goes up, and then you choose to buy things or not. That's a tax. And then all of the money saved by all of this massive cuts to government employees and handouts that the United States has been giving out for years. The idea is that you will get a tax cut. You will pay less in taxes. Now, I don't know if that's for sure a thing. But if it is, now we're talking. If Trump can say, in fact, he should probably get ahead on this and announce that. He should say, all right, yeah, this as we stabilize this and figure this out, know that you will be getting a percentage decrease in your taxes. Yoda World says that is the official statement. Is it really? I did not know that. To remove the IRS and use tariffs for funding, something to that effect. So let's just say I'm paying $10,000 in tax a year, or anybody. Person A pays $10,000 in federal income tax. And let's say that goes down to $5,000. With more to follow as the years go on. Now you're looking at a say you're getting your paycheck will be bigger. If let's say you have a certain amount in your paycheck, now you're getting a lot more in your pay. You're getting more in your paycheck. I think that might make sense to people, and I think that they should. If that is the case, they should publicize that. They should make that. Known. So I'm anxious to see where this goes. I'm willing to wait it out. I am willing to let these people do, that would be the Trump administration, do what they're going to do and somehow make some headway. In the meantime, you may be plunging the economy into a really weird spot. The word recession has been thrown out there. Today, the markets again took a big shit. And then there was a rumor that Trump was going to halt the tariffs for 90 days. But that was not true. But the markets responded to that. And what had been a huge loss went the other direction equally as fast. And the market shot up like 3.3%, which is a tremendous amount in the grand scheme of things. And then they said, no, that's bullshit. No, no halting of the tariffs. Fuck you. And then they went right back in the dumper. Jacqueline said to me this weekend, what do tariffs, how do they work? Or what are tariffs, how do they work? And I said, I don't know. What I can gather is Leo's Skateboard Emporium in China wants to sell their skateboards in the U.S. So in order to do that, they get a massive charge to sell them here in the U.S. Leo says, all right, yeah, we'll pay that. And we're also going to raise the price of our great skateboards. So then the skateboard prices go up. And if you skateboard riders want to buy one of Leo's skateboards, it's now more expensive. Essentially, the consumer pays the tax. However, you have the choice to buy it or not. You don't have to buy it. I said, that's as good as I can do. And she says, why is he doing that, though? Just to be mean? I go, no. He feels like if they're going to make all this money in the country, we should make money off of them selling those skateboards. And then the idea is pass the savings along to the American people in tax cuts. As far as I know, that is the plan. Now, this is going to work. I don't know. This guy, Trump, seems to think so. The administration seems to think so. In the meantime, I'm just going to do everything in my power to keep my business up and running, that being my family. And to do that, I cannot be making a retarded sign and going to hang out with other retarded individuals and show off my signs and scream in each other's faces. You dumb motherfuckers. God, you are so annoying. Go home. Bob says, let's not forget how far down the toilet it has been the last 4 years. Yeah, look, I don't know, man. I don't, I don't think that way. My brain doesn't go back that far. Chris says you can only piss off other countries and burn bridges for so long. BHB is going to come knocking again. Bleeding Heart Brian is... Oh, that's what you're saying. No, I might have scared him off. I have not heard from him since I fired one back and put that fastball so far up his ass. I might have scared him off, which, whatever. You know, I can't let that happen. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not your fucking punching bag. Donko says, if you scream and yell loud enough and stomp your feet, then everything will change to your satisfaction. And then he writes, not. Yeah. No points for you for busting out a not joke. Come on. You're better than that. All right. I have yet to talk about any of my fine sponsors that keep this show as strong as it is. Impact Power Sports. They sponsor my studio online at impactpowersportsmi.com. All right. So you can pick up a Yamaha golf cart there, maybe an ATV, maybe a side-by-side, a motorcycle, a scooter, an e-bike, a go-kart. They have all of these things at Impact Power Sports. Shop online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Or visit in person along 14 Mile in Rockford, Michigan. Ugh. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. I will see the multi-talented Megan today because my daughter's car is needing some work. Her being the college student. These are the phone calls. Dad. Yes, honey. Rent's due. I only have $104 in my checking account to last me 2 weeks. I'm always like, I feel so bad. And I know you're like, oh, yeah, make her pay for it. It's like, look, I signed up for college education. She is still in college. She has 18 credit hours. She is a time and a half student. Full-time is 12 credits. She has 18 credits. She's going to graduate on time with honors. This is the least I could do. This is in an effort to make sure she takes care of me when I get old. Dad, there's something wrong with the car. Okay, all right. Let's get it over to Irvine's. They take care of all of our cars. 616-532-6600. ERvines.com. Had a conversation with the multi-talented Megan today. She says, do you need a loaner car? I said, no. Not necessary. Pooh Bear is home. Spring break this week. Even if she wasn't, I wouldn't need one because I rarely leave this house. I'll drop it off to you today. ERvines.com. That is ERvines.com. Now they're going to look over the car. And then they're going to reach out back to me. And they said, yep, okay, we got to do this. And by the way, this also needs some attention, and this also needs some attention. What do you think? Do you want to do this now or wait till later? I'll wait till later. Okay, but this is a pressing thing. This should be taken care of right away. I'm just going by how this is, because they do a thorough look over the entire car, making sure that all those other systems that might be affected by something you're not aware of are given a good, solid look. And then you decide whether or not you want to deal with it. ERvines.com. That's ERvines.com. Reach out to Frank Fuss at buyinsurancehere.com when you are getting set to sign up for your Obamacare policy. For folks that are self-employed, in between jobs, or their bosses do not offer health care, you need a Obamacare policy or healthcare.gov. Head to buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank will help you every step of the way. All that is on that website is you putting in your information. Frank will reach out to you, and then you are off and running. And this can be taken care of from anywhere in the U.S. Frank operates wherever you are. You do not have to be in front of him to have him work for you. He's also an expert on Medicare, Social Security planning, and life insurance. All right. The hockey player Alex Ovechkin, he just beat Wayne Gretzky's career goal score mark. It happened on Saturday night, and it was fantastic. This is that moment. I thought I had it, but I don't. Okay, give me a second. Here it is. This is outstanding.
Crisscrossing with Chychrun through center.
Here he is right here. He knows what's up. Wilson here, 43, is going to send the pass across. He's going to blast the slap shot.
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Wayne Gretzky there with his lovely wife, and that's Gary Bettman. Gretzky with a Gordie Howe pin, too. I love that. So Gretzky's wife crying. I heard a crazy stat about Wayne Gretzky. Some of you don't know anything about hockey. Just act like you're paying attention. If you took away all of the goals he scored, he would still be the NHL's all-time points leader because of how many assists he had in his career. That record will never be broken. But this is the new goal-scoring king. And he did it in the same amount of games, maybe even one less, I'm not sure, than Wayne Gretzky.
Everybody are up on their feet as they should.
Everybody are up on their feet. That's a Canadian way to say it.
Everybody are up on their feet as they should be, cheering on Alex.
This is in a visiting stadium, too.
Ovechkin. The Islanders are leaving the bench to come and congratulate him. There is going to be a ceremony that's going to be unbelievable here. He has done something that no one thought would ever be broken. It was considered unattainable, unreachable. And the eighth wonder of the world has just done it. He has passed Wayne Gretzky.
7 minutes, 26 seconds into the second period. Alex Ovechkin, mobbed by his teammates. They shower affection upon him, and the great eight, arms raised, hands down.
They, like, stopped the game, and they brought out, like, the carpets. They had a big ceremony.
The best of the best goal scorers ever.
And there is no doubt about it on that shot. That was textbook Alex Ovechkin from his office. 393 goals now of his 895 have come from the left side. That's over 43%.
This guy talking sounds like he's special.
We're going to celebrate him for a long, long time. Ovi going over to the bench to give everybody that has helped in his journey to this plateau.
All right, this is that moment again. I want to watch goal again.
Through center. Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done!
He was mic'd up. as well. This is the conversation that he had, like, prior to that play. He spoke to that dude. I think it's Tom Wilson is his name. No, that's not Tom Wilson. That's whoever the fuck this is. Okay. Now, he speaks with a heavy accent. So this Carlson 74, he has to act like he understood that. It sounded like he said maybe two intelligible words. Yell, I love Putin. He's like a big Putin supporter. I don't know if you know that. That's true, by the way. I was reading that about him. And nobody seems to care, you know, that he's a huge Putin fan.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
So, but now nobody really cares about that. Everybody is like, yeah, we're done paying attention to this war. Ovechkin loves Putin. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't have surprised me if, like, Putin was on the ice to congratulate him. Man Bun Chris says that is a crazy stat. Joe Martinez says same amount of. Cole says in 1,487 games, Gretzky scored 894 goals in the same exact amount of games that Ovechkin scored 895. Cole says next thing you know, Gretzky will be crying about not being able to make money off this like that loser did to Favre. Oh, you mean Mark Gastineau. Joe Martinez says, and with the way goalies defend the goal, as opposed to when Wayne Gretzky was playing, it's harder now. Jeremy says, my buddy had lost a bet that it would happen within the first 7 minutes of the second period and lost his bet by 30 seconds. I donkey laughed in his face when he told me. That's quite a feat by Ovechkin. I don't know if anybody is going to break that one. Because he's still, like, on fucking fire. This year, he broke his leg and was out 20 games. And he's still been a scoring machine. And he looks like he's 75 years old. Like, if you were to compare Alex Ovechkin from when he was young to now, in the nearly 20 years that he's been playing hockey. Totally different guy. But now he has old man strength, which is makes him one of the best players in the whole league, despite being so long in the tooth. His hair is 100% gray and gay, and he has been remarkably ugly from when he was young to now. Yeah, that's the one thing. He has consistently scored, and he has been consistently ugly as well. Despite that, he has a very young wife who's just beautiful. And so when he goes back to Russia, he is going to be, like, put on a pedestal. He has been playing hockey at an elite level. He now owns the NHL scoring record, and he has a tattoo of Putin on his dick. Like, right on the dick head. The actual hole is one of Putin's eyes. So, at that moment of truth, Mrs. Ovechkin actually sees man butter fly out of Putin's eye. And, you know, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I know I don't. Man Bun Chris says, speaking of breaking a leg, did you see that Aiden Hutchinson is sprinting now? No, I didn't see the video, but I did hear about it. But I still don't give a shit about the Lions because of that catastrophe against the Washington Commanders. That, dare I say, Joe Martinez predicted. I don't want anybody to lose sight of that. He warned us all. And none of us believed him. All we did was told him to fuck off. It kills me to say he was right. They broke our hearts again. When are we going to learn? Man Bun Chris says he predicted that for every game last year. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Murder lover Linda says it's easy to be a fuckhead. Well, yeah, he is. We know that. That's true. But I'm still pissed off about that horrible performance by the Detroit Lions. And now the Lions have partnered with Bob Ritchie. So now you got to put up with him. Still pretty pissed off about the fucking Lions. All right. Outstanding job, Alex Ovechkin. The Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team, probably their most notable historic member of that team is Roberto Clemente, who, if I'm not mistaken, he was taken from us while conducting a humanitarian mission to his home country of Puerto Rico. And the plane went down when he was going to help people that were experiencing a serious issue, and that's horrible. He visited Managua, the capital of Nicaragua. Roberto Clemente, former Pittsburgh Pirate player, in 1972. While managing the Puerto Rico national baseball team at the 1972 Amateur World Series. There was a massive earthquake that devastated the area, and Managua was in ruins. Clemente immediately set work to arrange emergency relief flights. And the people of Managua were like, everyone has forgotten us except Roberto Clemente. And he was flying in to, like, offer support and, you know, build up their, make them feel better. And he had supplies in this plane. And then the plane crashed. First, he was pissed off because before that, he learned that the aid packages on the first three flights had been diverted by corrupt officials of the local government and never reached the victims of the earthquake. He said, I am going to go on that fourth flight myself, hoping that his presence would ensure that the aid would be delivered to the survivors. And, well, that plane went down. How crazy is that? and he lost his life. Everybody was devastated. Immediately following the crash, a relief aid organization for the victims of the earthquake was created in his name. At the time, President Richard Nixon was one of the most prominent contributors to the Roberto Clemente Fund. Shortly after the inception of the fund, donations grew to massive numbers after the passing of Clemente. So his passing opened the door to more people being aware of this horrible tragedy. News traveled slower in those days. And around the world, people were reaching out to help, all in an effort because of the passing of Roberto Clemente. Why am I telling you this story? Well, his baseball team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, like right after that happened, they put number 21, enshrine it forever, immortalized in their ballpark, and it's been there ever since for more than 50 years. And, quite regularly, the members of the Clemente family would come in and they get like free tickets to go to the games. They're treated like royalty. And the family sits down and they're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? And there's an advertisement for like the local car wash where his number stood. The Pirates have, without telling anybody, ripped the number off the wall and put the car wash. Get a car wash at Joe's Car Wash on the fucking thing. It's actually like in the outfield. Like if the ball is hit to the wall and the guy goes, he makes a catch against the wall, you'll see like an ad there. That's where it is. And there was a big, just a number 21. And the family goes in, they sit down, they got their hot dogs and their sodas and their peanuts and Cracker Jack and their beers. They sit down and Roberto Clemente's number has been ripped off the wall, and now they got Leo's car wash and tax returns on the wall. You can get your taxes done and get a car wash at Leo's, and Clemente is now gone. He's been wiped. No one has any idea what they did with the number. So Manuel Clemente, who was the godson, he gets up and he's furious. And he doesn't even need a pass to get anywhere in the stadium for the Pirates. So like people are opening doors for him, and he goes into like the mechanical area where all like it's in the bowels of the stadium, and there's actually a guy who thinks no one's watching him taking a piss, and he's pissing on the 21. And Manuel Clemente sees the guy's big cock pissing all over 21. And he's like, this is how you treat my godfather. What have you done? So he goes up into the owner's box, who's getting blown, and the hooker is dressed up like Roberto Clemente. And so that's what's happening. The hooker is dressed like him and blowing him. And holy shit, Aram seems to think that I'm saying something wrong. He says, isn't Clemente pronounced Clemente? Freebeer is going to have to clip Clemente for his... Well, who gives a fuck? This is a great fucking story. Why don't you and your Asperger's riddled brain shut the fuck up and go eat a soy burger, you stupid fuck. Who cares? This is a great, fantastic moment about this guy getting his number ripped off, and all your stupid fucking fake Armenian ass can say is how I'm saying the goddamn name of someone that nobody even knows. So shut the fuck up. The Pirates have now said that they are going to put the number back up. Sunday, they are adding the logo back to the right field wall to honor Roberto Clemente, T, whatever, at PNC Park after the franchise icon's family expressed unhappiness that the sign was removed for an advertisement. Quote, we did not intend to disrespect the legacy of Roberto Clemente by adding the advertisement to the... Well, bullshit. You had to have. How did you think that was going to go? When we added the advertisement to the pad, it was an oversight not to keep the number 21 logo. This is ultimately on me, not anyone else in the organization. It was an honest mistake. We will be adding the number 21 logo back to the pad. We want to make sure that the Clemente family understands that we intended no respect to their father. We look forward to continuing our relationship with the Clemente family and apologize to them and our fans for our honest mistake. My God. What an absolute disgrace. I don't know how they thought they were going to get away with that. That's an all-timer, in my opinion. Wow. Aram says, it's distracting. You're ruining the story. Bullshit. All right? Nothing was ruined. That has nothing to do with the unbelievable aspect of them ripping off the logo, some guy pissing on the logo, them not telling the family, the fact that they acted like it was just an oversight. What an absolute shit show that is. Let's see. Greatest pirate and one of the greatest players, says Aram. Without a doubt. Bob says, pretty sure you were saying it right the whole time. Probably. The problem is, look, make no mistake. Aram is a fucking retard. Everybody knows that. The quicker he gets that through his stupid fucking head, the better off the show will be. All right. We got the asshole of the day coming up. I just wanted to congratulate myself for an outstanding performance today in this show. The asshole of the day on Friday was Trump. If you have a suggestion, by all means, you can leave it here. Bob says the way that Easy was saying it is the only way I've heard of it. So some people might say Roberto Clemente, and some people might say Roberto Clemente. I think the greater point here is who gives a fuck? Can you imagine if Aram is at like a comedian show and he's in the front row being all autistic, and the comedian says something that you're saying it wrong. Oh my God. I hope you do that. And I hope he flattens your nose with the bottom of his fucking shoe. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. They magnificently cut my hair on Friday. I got a text from Adam Balboa. About King's Room. He says, I took my two sons to King's Room to get haircuts. I told the girl cutting my hair, we went there because of your show. She had no idea who you were. LOL. I said, which one did you go to? And he said, Northland Drive. I tipped off Andy over at King's Room. He says, she might be a part-timer. She doesn't know. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street, kingsroom.net for more information. A great place for dudes and chicks who like short hair to get a haircut. Kuiper, speaking of cutting, Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225, 616-828-8225. If you are in West Michigan, reach out to them for tree removal, stump grinding, tree trimming, tree risk assessment, storm cleanup, and I think that's it. 616-828-8225 if you are in West Michigan. You have 8 days to get your taxes done. The tax deadline is the 15th. Tag Accounting can help with that. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out. 616-301-9516. 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting. More information at tagcpa.net. Fuckface Aram says, I enjoyed the story, though. Will re-listen. Yeah. You're such a great audience member. Nice distraction while I'm trying to tell a goddamn story. Let me give you this advice, you fucking brown fuckface. Shut the fuck up when the big people are talking. Jesus Christ. Asshole of the day today. It's an entire group. Trump protesters. Fucking go on with your lives, you idiots. Thank you to TC Paintball for bringing you the asshole of the day. We have a paintball war coming up June 1st at Sunday. That is the Ice War. Reach out to me, Eric at ericzancho.com. To RSVP. I'd love you to be there. That's all the time I have for you. I don't know why I said that here. That's all the time I have for you today. The Patreon a little bit later on. PATREON.com/Erickson. Till then, have a good one. Thank you and bye-bye.